Hey folks, this is Axe with Be Crash Free and New Driver. This lesson is called Fear. Now in other lessons, we've covered a variety of risks we face while driving. One of those risks is our own internal state, you know, specifically fear. When things start to go wrong behind the wheel, it's just human nature to experience fear. I mean, most drivers have experienced some level of fear at one time or another. I mean, this fear can show up in our eyes, our arms, our hands and feet, and even our brain. So to manage fear, we need to understand a little bit about the human brain. So we're going to talk about two different areas of the brain. The first is the neocortex, okay, also called the frontal lobes, or sometimes the thinking brain. I like that term. Now this part of the brain is responsible for planning, logic, creativity, imagination. In other words, all the things involved in problem solving. Now when we're using the neocortex, the thinking brain, we're acting out of our conscious thought based on our perceptions of the reality around us, our knowledge and skills, our reason and logic, and applying our best judgment. This is a good place to be when driving. But fear keeps us out of the neocortex, out of the thinking brain. So the other part of the brain we're going to talk about is sometimes called the reptile brain, or the brain stem. Now the reptile brain is primarily concerned with survival. The fight or flight response comes from the reptile brain, and our actions don't come out of conscious thought. When we're using the reptile brain, we might find ourselves experiencing the increased adrenaline of the fight or flight response, which we really can't do when we're behind the wheel, right? We can't fight and we can't flee, but we can find ourselves freezing up and doing nothing. Instead of responding to whatever it was that caused the fear in the first place, presumably a hazard and a potential crash scenario. So there's some real truth spoken when someone says, "I was so scared I couldn't think." Now our eyes can also be affected. When we're frightened by a hazard on the roads, target fixation can set in. Now target fixation is what happens when the eyes and brain are focused so intently on a particular object that our ability to detect other hazards and risks goes down. And the vehicle we're attempting to control tends to veer toward that object. This is a common issue for us when we're driving because the car tends to go where we're looking. So if we become fixated on a target, we could crash into the object we're fixated on, in spite of our best intentions to avoid it. It can also cause us to miss early detection of other hazards around us. So the best solution to avoid target fixation is to keep our eyes moving and direct our eyes to look where we want to go, not at the obstacle we want to miss. So how does fear affect our hands, arms, and feet? Well, a normal part of the fear response is our muscles tensing up. So when our muscles are tensed up, we lose some of our ability to act with precision and control. So here's a simple way to test this out for yourself. Get a pen or pencil and a piece of paper. Now, in a relaxed manner, sign your name normally on that piece of paper. Great. Now, tense up the arm and hand that you were writing with, keep all those muscles tensed up, and sign your name again right below or right next to the first signature. Notice how different the second one was. You might not even recognize it as your signature. So this same drop in physical precision can happen to our ability to turn the steering wheel and operate the gas and brake pedals. So how do we stay out of the reptile brain and stay in the thinking brain? Well, when something happens to cause fear, like an oncoming car that's drifting over the center line into our lane, it can lead us to block or deny the information. This is when we hear that voice inside of our head say something like, "What? That can't be right." Or, "That guy's not supposed to do that," which takes up valuable reaction time. What we want to do is quickly accept the reality of whatever's happening to us as if that's exactly what's supposed to be happening. Whether we like it or not, that is the reality we have to deal with. And the sooner we accept that reality, the faster we'll be able to respond to and deal with it. So practice directing that voice inside your head to say yes. Say yes to what's happening. Yes, there are kids in the crosswalk. Yes, it's starting to rain so hard I can hardly see. Yes, that car is tailgating me. Yes, that oncoming car is crossing over the center line. Then quickly make a decision to deal with it. We believe that saying yes to the hazard helps to reduce the fear response And then making a decision re-engages the neocortex and our thinking brain. Accepting the reality of what is happening and then making a decision can keep us out of the reptile brain, but we need more to act correctly in the face of fear. Keep gaining knowledge and skill and then practice those skills. Okay, the driving skills of the hands, arms, feet, and eyes over and over enough times to turn them into muscle memory. That way, when fear or panic take hold and you can't think, your eyes, arms, hands, and feet will be more likely to respond appropriately. Questions for discussion. What are some situations you've experienced in a car, as a driver or as a passenger, that caused you to feel fear? If fear caused your arms, hands, or feet to be abrupt or jerky, right, and not smooth and controlled, what could the result be? Try to think through the dynamics of what the car might do in response to those physical inputs. And what do you think you can do to be more prepared to deal with and manage fear behind the wheel?